You're listening to Valley Edition. Imagine for a moment hiking the majestic John Muir Trail in the Sierra Nevada from Yosemite to Mount Whitney. Now imagine doing it in the middle of the night with a load of sophisticated cameras, tripods, and telescopes. That's just what our next guests, Scott Lang and Nick Foster, did last summer, all while the rough fire burned away in nearby Kings Canyon. Despite the smoke, the two went through with their 200-plus mile hike, all in an effort to complete their new crowd-funded book, The Range of Light, Night and Day on the John Muir Trail. Together, they call their project DartSkyPhotography.com, and they join us now on Valley Edition. I want to start with you, Scott. John Muir called the Sierra Nevada the Range of Light. That's actually what also lends its name to your book. When we talk about the Range of Light, what does that mean to you?
It's just the way that the light hits the mountains and the valleys and the peaks in the Sierra. It oftentimes just is magnificent at different times of the day, how it comes through the trees and creeps around the bend. It really just lends a beautiful touch to the mountains.
And your photography also documents a different sort of light. Dark sky photography is something that we don't often think about, but it's really impressive. Before we talk about the book itself, when we talk about dark sky photography, exactly what are we talking about? Give us the amateur's explanation of how you do this.
Basically, you're talking about taking long exposures at night. And what we've been doing most recently, the last few years, is doing that over landscapes. So we started off taking photography through a telescope where we're actually taking pictures of galaxies and nebulae and such. But now we've kind of scaled it back to something a little more simpler, but still awesome. And that is just opening up the shutter for a long exposure in front of some mountains or a lake or anything, a desert, just an amazing foregrounds. It's just amazing that, you know, you can look into a dark part of the sky and see nothing, and then you open your shutter for a minute or two, and there's a lot going on.
When we talk about long exposures, how long in some cases are these?
Typically, the long exposures that we do are just a few minutes long, say 2 to 4 minutes right in there. If we want to get star trails, you can go even longer, as long as 20 minutes or half an hour, but for the most part, we'd like to keep the star trails out of the picture, and we like to keep the stars as nice little points. And for those, we do two to four minutes, and in that, we also have to track the sky to keep those stars as points. So the camera sits on a tracker and actually moves with the sky for those shots.
So you have this new book coming out that is a part of this project you've been working on for a while now at DarkSkyPhotography.com. This is the result of a hike on the John Muir Trail that began around Labor Day. This is also the time that the rough fire was burning. Tell us about your journey on the trail earlier in 2015.
Well, we had set out for the Sierras from our home base in San Francisco, and you know, we had no idea that the rough fire was going on. We weren't really paying attention to, you know, the wildfire scene. And when we came over into the eastern Sierras, we saw the smoke, and we were pretty heartbroken because, you know, this was a big production and a lot of planning. We kind of thought about what we're going to do, and decided that there's no turning back. You know, there was such a great commitment to the project that we would take the gamble, and we head into the mountains. And, you know, we just got really lucky. About a week in, it rained. I think that was about September 14th or 15th, and the rain just, you know, took all the smoke out of the air. And that was kind of our close call with the rough fire.
So when you start on the trail, where did you start? And tell us about the journey itself.
Yeah, we started in Tuolumne instead of starting in Yosemite Valley because it's easier to get the permit, which those of you who have hiked the trail know that it's very hard to get the permit in Yosemite. And we had already hiked Yosemite numerous times anyway. So we started in Tuolumne Meadows, and it was very clear up there towards the northern half of the trail anyways. So while the rough fire was burning south of us, it really wasn't affecting us yet. And then, of course, as Nick said, by the time we got to that segment, the rain came for about a day and a half, and it cleared out the sky for us.
Is it especially challenging trying to do this sort of photography in a remote location, like in the, you know, the middle of nowhere in the Sierra? What are the challenges of doing this sort of work out there?
Well, there are definitely some technical challenges, the greatest being the weight of the equipment. You know, a lot of people that head out on the John Muir Trail, they'll try to do it in a couple of weeks, and they'll have a pack that weighs, you know, about 30 pounds. And then here Scott and I come, and we've got, you know, 12 pounds of equipment, which we consider to be pretty light as far as what's required to take this type of photography. And yeah, we spent a lot of time planning resupplies, lightening the equipment, how to distribute it in our packs, keep it safe and keep it dry. Those are probably the greatest challenges we had to overcome as far as doing astrophotography on the John Muir Trail.
Did you go into this project with an idea of, I want this shot, I know that there's this location on the trail, I know that these stars are going to be in this position? Did you plan it that much in advance, or is it just, we're going to camp here tonight, this looks like a good place to get some photos?
I'd say it was a blend of planning some shots and just knowing that there was going to be a lot of spontaneity. I know, for example, that we really wanted to get a picture of Cathedral Peak from a certain angle. So we can plan to arrive at our campsite at, say, 8 p.m., and then we'll hike up the side of a hill, set up our tripod, and we'll wait for the sun to go down. There were a lot of times like that. Muir Hut was another big example. We knew we had to get Muir Hut. It's such an iconic scene. But there were probably the majority of photos were, you know, we just saw something that was kind of nice, and we just figured we had to take a picture of it while we're here.
That night that we got the Muir Hut, we wanted it so bad, we actually ended up hiking about 23 miles that day, and we arrived at the Muir Hut finally at, I believe it was like 1 in the morning. So that was a very long day, but definitely one of our best shots from the trip was that one, so I'm happy we got it.
When you do this sort of astrophotography, long exposures, you get amazing images, but I also hear concerns in a lot of places, even in the mountains, even in the national parks, of light pollution. The fact that the dark sky that our ancestors may have enjoyed, that John Muir might have enjoyed, simply isn't there. Did you experience any of that as a problem? Is that a challenge that you have to overcome in some way in your work? Or are there still areas where you can truly experience the dark sky out there free of the glow of humanity?
I think we've seen some of the darkest skies that we've ever seen have actually been in the Sierras. As far as light pollution, I think we did experience some up near Yosemite. You know, there's a lot of cars in Yosemite Valley, so it's not surprising that there's a little bit of a glow coming out of the valley. Not to mention Fresno nearby creates a what we call a light dome. But for the rest of the trail, I think that we found there was very little, and at times maybe a subtle light dome off in the distance, but we weren't even sure what the source of that was. However, if you want to talk about light pollution, our biggest concern on the trip was the moon. When the moon's in the sky, it completely blots out the fainter stars, and it illuminates the landscape to such a degree that it's actually kind of a nuisance. So on the John Muir Trail, I think the moon was our biggest enemy.
Did you try to plan your trip around that?
Yeah, but it's...
It's there.
It's hard because we were on the trail for a little more than 3 weeks, so we actually had to go right through through a full moon. And you know, there's ways to deal with it. There were some nights when we went to bed early and woke up at 3 a.m. right after the moon had gone down, and there were other nights when we took pictures till 11 p.m. or midnight, and then we went to bed because the moon was starting to come up. So yeah, it's all about planning.
How did you get started on a project like this? Where does this come from? You mentioned one of you talked about how you started taking pictures of galaxies and the heavens, but now you're focusing more on including the landscape in your photography. Where does a project like this come from?
I think we just recently, in the last couple of years, gotten into backpacking a lot, and especially in the Sierra. We love the Sierra. And so we wanted to combine the two together. And it's also very rewarding to be able to take some of these shots in areas where maybe nobody has done it before. There's not a lot of people willing to hike extra gear over those peaks.
And Nick, what do you think about how you got on this journey, literally and figuratively?
It's kind of part of, you know, pushing yourself, challenging yourself to do something, you know, maybe a little bit different. That's been kind of exciting for us. You know, we're walking along this trail and thinking, you know, what would it have been like to be a pioneer, someone who had walked across these mountains for the first time? And, you know, we'll never really know that feeling, but Scott and I are standing there in the middle of the night, and, you know, maybe it's 2 a.m. and it's 25 degrees out, and we're, you know, shivering around a camera sitting on a tripod. And sometimes I think we're crazy, but we might be the first ones doing it. You know, we might have been doing something new in that aspect. And one of the cool things about the book was that we can share that experience with other people. You know, a lot of people wouldn't be up for that sort of thing, but it's kind of a beautiful thing to look at, and being able to put it in a book and having the support through, you know, crowdfunding avenues and other people that are interested, it's really been a great experience for us so far.
That voice you hear is Nick Foster. He and partner Scott Lang are part of a group called DarkSkyPhotography.com. They have a new project, a book, that is the result of a hike earlier this summer on the John Muir Trail. This happened to be right when the Rough Fire was burning in the Sierra Nevada. And as they hiked the 220 miles through the High Sierra, they documented some amazing long exposure photography. Were you surprised, Nick, at the community reaction, for lack of a better word, in terms of your Kickstarter project and people who are excited about this project even before it actually resulted in the book?
Well, I am, and in some ways I'm not. We've had a lot of friends and family really show a lot of support and interest in this type of photography. But when you take it to a crowdfunding level and you're kind of throwing it out in the public, you have to wonder, you know, how many people are interested in astrophotography and how many people are interested in backpacking? And then you're looking at this kind of intersection of those two groups. So we didn't know what to expect, but it was met with a lot of interest, and that was, you know, a lot of support for us out there on the trail, knowing that whatever we're doing, all this effort, you know, people are going to be inspired by it, hopefully.
Scott, you also have a postcard project in addition to the book. Tell me about that.
So recently we've had some suggestions to put more of our images into postcard form. We thought about it and we came up with an idea that maybe we'd start a little Dark Sky postcard club in which we'd send recipients a postcard each month with one of our Dark Sky images on the front, along with current nighttime sky events on the back. So we launched a Kickstarter project last month, a rather short one. It lasted about 3 weeks, but it had an overwhelming response, and we'll be launching that actually this week. We're going to be sending out the first postcards. So as of this month, the Dark Sky Postcard Club is born, and we're excited about that.
So if people missed out on the Kickstarter projects, but they're still interested in your book or the postcards or anything else that you do, how can people see your work?
It's real simple. You can just visit darkskypostcards.com to get more information on that. And, of course, our main website, darkskyphotography.com, will have a link to where you can still purchase the book. And, of course, you can still get in on the Postcard Club as well.
Scott Lang and Nick Foster are together, the team, darkskyphotography.com. They have a new book documenting their 220-mile journey on the John Muir Trail earlier this year, Astrophotography of the High Sierra. It's called The Range of Light, and it is now available online, as well as their postcard project as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you.